Welcome to The Stream, the devotional series of River Cross Church. Just as a stream of water runs through dry land, bringing things back to life, so we know that spending time meditating on Scripture and time spent in prayer has the same result for our souls. Today is the last of our Easter week devotionals on the Lord's Prayer, and it is by Kathy Mullen.
Matthew 6:13 reads, "And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one." I love the Lord's Prayer. In it, Jesus shows us how to pray, and he reveals once again that he knows our frailties and the things that consume our mind and heart. In the verses preceding the Lord's Prayer, Jesus tells us not to use lots of empty words when we pray, as if that will impress God with our devotion. He tells us to bring our real fears and our real needs to God. Jesus begins by reminding us we have a loving and attentive Father in heaven who's listening to us and is able to help us. He echoes the cry of our heart that the kingdom of God will come, that justice will be done in the earth, and that good will win out over darkness. He recognizes that we worry all the time about our daily needs, and he encourages us to trust God for these very practical things. Jesus reminds us to live peaceably with our family and friends by extending forgiveness as often as it is needed. And finally, he acknowledges our weakness and encourages us to pray, "Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one." In this final section of the Lord's Prayer, Jesus lets us know that he understands we are often tempted. During this global pandemic, you may be tempted to cope with the stresses of life in unhealthy ways. Every week, I see reminders from mental health experts encouraging me to get plenty of sleep, build some physical activity into my day, eat a healthy diet, plan activities that I enjoy, practice gratitude. And I would add a couple more things to that list. Pray often and read the scriptures, as these daily spiritual practices keep you grounded in the hope Jesus offers each of us. Experts remind us to avoid unhealthy choices and activities that leave us feeling worse off about ourselves and complicating our life even further. You may be tempted to give up hope that life will ever return to normal. You may be tempted to be cross and impatient with other people because the basic activities of daily life are so complicated or so limited by the restrictions that are in place. Temptation comes to each of us in different forms, but Jesus knows it is very real. He urges us to ask for God's help every day. "Please, Lord, lead me not into temptation. Rescue me, help me, save me from myself." Jesus knows what it is like to be tempted, and he sympathizes with us. He knows we are particularly weak and vulnerable right now, and he encourages us to ask for God's mercy as often as we need it. Jesus also tells us to pray to be delivered from the evil one. Here, Jesus acknowledges that there are spiritual forces of darkness at work in our world and in our lives that want to steal, kill, and destroy. We are not just contending with our own sinful nature and wayward hearts. The evil one is also actively seeking ways to destroy us and to disrupt our lives. God has assured us that his power and goodness will ultimately win the war with evil. But today, we are still engaged in this battle. You may feel overwhelmed at times by your circumstances. Ask the Lord to deliver you from the evil one, to fight on your behalf. Jesus came to disarm the powers of sin and death. He is interceding for us, and his presence is with us moment by moment. Don't be afraid to call a friend or reach out for help to the pastors and leaders at River Cross Church if you need someone to pray for you and walk alongside you. The Lord's Prayer allows us to express our daily concerns and struggles to the Lord. Jesus recognizes how easily we are tempted. He knows the evil one is out to destroy us. So let's follow the example that Jesus gave us and pray together. "Lead us not into temptation, Lord, and deliver us from the evil one. Amen."